Locally owned for more than 25 years, Chateau Retirement offers premier, independent, and assisted living to seniors in Lynnwood, Bothell, and Renton. Our skilled and compassionate staff are committed to the holistic well-being of each resident. Our Chateau Gardens Memory Care specializes in person-centered programming in a safe, therapeutic environment. At Chateau Retirement, our residents live a happier, healthier, longer life. We invite you to visit one of our communities today, Chateau Pacific in Lynnwood, Chateau Bothell Landing, and Chateau Valley Center in Renton. Schedule a tour today. Call 1-800-960-1944. Visit chateauretirement.com for more information. It's like living on a cruise ship on land.
We have activity committees. We have dining committees. We have anything you could really think of. And anything that we can do, we will do. Mm-hmm. I like to think of Chateau as a cruise ship on land. I want to do anything we can within reason and safety. I think that this is the best part of living. You're retired. You can kind of do what you want. And I want that to happen everywhere.
Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome everyone to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And again, we are blessed to be in a new location outside of our studio as we share with you all about elder care, about information that helps aging go a lot easier and a better quality of life. And quality of life is really what we're going to talk about today. And I'm coming to you from Chateau Valley Center in Renton, Washington. And as you are aware, we are doing a series of videos with Chateau Retirement, which is based in the greater Seattle, Puget Sound region with three locations. And just to remind our listeners, Chateau Retirement is over 25 years old, is family owned and run, and it's an amazing organization that I am honored to have had firsthand experience with my mom with Chateau Retirement back in the mid early 2000s. And so obviously they're still going strong and I am so honored to be working with them. And you know, today we are talking about quality of life and life enrichment. And we're going to go into what is that and how does that play into senior living, especially with Chateau Retirement. And Lacey Steed, who is the Vice President of Life Enrichment for Chateau Retirement, all three communities, which is Renton, Bothell, and Lynnwood. Lacey, welcome to Answers for Elders.
Hi, thank you so much. Very nice to meet you.
It's so good to meet you. And I'm going to start off because life enrichment in the senior care world is kind of a new term.
Yes, it is.
People don't necessarily know what that means and what that covers. Could you possibly define that for me? What is life enrichment?
So life enrichment is an all-encompassing program. It is not just activities where it's bingo, pinochle, canasta. It is all-encompassing. It's health, it's well-being, it's overall happiness. At Chateau, I really try to, you know, involve physical, social, emotional, mental, everything into the life enrichment experience. This is, it's a huge step moving into a retirement community or just moving in general, and to move somewhere where you're not just playing games, but you are actually living the next part of your life in all aspects of the world and not just, I'll say it again, bingo.
Right. Yes. And it's interesting because during the summer months, those of that our listeners know, we do a special program called the Vitality Revolution. Yeah. And it covers the eight foundational principles of wellness. And one of the things I think that's really powerful about that program is one of the principles is called occupational wellness. And people will say, well, what does that have to do with seniors that are retired? It has everything to do with sense of purpose. It's a reason to wake up every day that I have something to look forward to. And you know, that's such an important piece that we often think about you know, senior, a lot of times seniors, they live at home and all they do is sit alone mm-hmm. in their living room and watch TV, and we watch them spiral downward. Yes. And this is where quality of life is so vital in living a vital mm-hmm. life. How do you, I guess my question is, Lacey, how do you define, you know, life enrichment is in putting together purpose for your residents?
That's a great question. So we really involve the residents. I want to hear their feedback and their suggestions. I know that some of them may not have thought this was where their path was going to take them. And for some reason or another, it has. And I want them to be fully involved in their activities mm-hmm. and their what they do and outings and events and everything. So right. at each community, I really strive to get the residents involved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we have activity committees, we have dining committees, we have anything you could really think of. And anything that we can do, we will mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. I like to think of Chateau as a cruise ship on land. I want to do anything we can within reason and safety. I mm-hmm. think that this is the best part of living. You're retired. You can kind of do what you want. And mm-hmm. I want that to happen everywhere.
And I'm sure when someone first moves into the community, you have a good idea of what their interests are.
Yes.
How does that happen?
Sure. Yeah. So our marketing directors and our nurses provide great assessment information. They give us a little information about where they're from, what their hobbies were, their occupations. And that helps us a lot to create the calendar on, oh, well, this would be fun. They worked at Boeing. Let's get a aviation presenter to come mm-hmm. in. In the Bothell community especially, crows are a big thing. So I've had the crow man come in. Things I never thought I would mm-hmm. look into, I have. Anything right. that the residents want, their interests, their hobbies, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that's so amazing is because you're a family-owned business, you're not part of this big chain of, mm-hmm. you know, the inability to make changes based on the needs of the residents.
Exactly.
And I think that's so important in the whole, you know, quality of life that you present here. So, Lacey, I'm going to back up. Tell me a little bit about what inspired you to get into this career.
Definitely. So my grandparents played a huge part in this, especially my dad's mom. She was paralyzed on her left side due to a stroke, mostly my whole life. And when I was 15, we went to New York City, and I was the only one that I could really help with, you know, mm-hmm. activities of daily living, going yeah. to the restroom and everything. Yeah. After that trip, it inspired me to look into getting my CNA license. So I was a CNA throughout college, and
which CNA stands for our listeners,
Certified Nursing Assistant. Yep. So that was a great way to get into this industry mm-hmm. and learn about this population. So I went to college at Colorado State University. I minored in Human Development and Family Studies with a minor in Gerontology, which for those who don't know, gerontology is the study of aging. Mm-hmm. I've always loved this population, and I can't explain it. I just adore them. So then I received my master's in gerontology at the University of Northern Colorado.
Amazing.
And I moved out here in 2014, and I've worked at Chateau for almost 8 years now.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously. And you know, as far as your background, since you've been with Chateau, you've seen an evolution
yes.
in the whole industry. How has that affected your career?
You know, it's inspiring. I started in 2017 as a life enrichment director at our Bothell community, and you went through staffing changes and just evolution of technology and mm-hmm. everything, and then COVID, which was
crazy.
Yes. So that alone was just eye-opening to see what yeah. kind of where we're at, and I'm very hopeful for the future, mm-hmm. Especially with baby boomers. We're going to have more older adults than ever. Mm-hmm. And I think that people need to just be more comfortable around this population and come in and
yeah.
see us and join us in activities, and we'll right. do outreach with you all.
Well, and I can imagine with life enrichment and the baby boomers.
Yes.
Baby boomers are redefining retirement.
Yes, and they are.
Which is really interesting. They're not looking at just, you know, renting a motorhome and traveling. What
right.
they're doing, there's studies out there that there are more businesses started after the age of 65 than ever before
in history. I think that's
amazing. And that's the thing, because we're living longer,
yep.
they have this 20-year lifespan once they are retiring to say, you know, I've always wanted to open an art gallery. Yeah. I've always wanted to buy a charter boat yeah. and take people fishing or things like that. Obviously, you're adapting to that
yes.
as you go along. How do you envision that with living in a community like that?
You know, I think that people just have to be open-minded and realize that just because you are 65, yes, you may be considered mm-hmm. an older adult, doesn't mean you're old.
No.
You know, we have a lot of residents that are over 100 that are still very
Amazing.
Active and mentally engaged, and it's
yeah.
incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just, you know, we're all aging. This isn't just a
right.
this is now situation. This is happening to all of us. So
mm-hmm.
we will all be at this point, and I think just accepting that if this is where you are in your life,
mm-hmm.
be happy about it.
Yeah.
You know, aging is a gift.
Yeah, yeah. And you've been here long enough to see the evolution of some residents that may have been here
yes.
started 8 years ago and
yep.
they're still here.
Yes, and that says a lot. It's
yes.
a great company. I've worked in various aging industries,
uh-huh.
adult daycares, retirement communities, senior centers. And this is truly the best one.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, I've worked in nursing homes
yeah.
and it's family oriented, it's family owned, and in every community you just feel the family connection
mm-hmm.
at each one. And that's something that I've never seen before.
It's incredible.
It really is.
That is so incredible.
It is.
So just curious, what has been the most rewarding part of your role?
Oh, yes. So I really love, I just love seeing the residents smile and happy. Sometimes they'll come to me and be like, that was an amazing presentation, or thank you for getting this
mm-hmm.
person. And it just warms your heart because something so small just makes them so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Well, you're kind of the head of joy.
Yeah.
You know, you get to bring in the joy,
the fun. I love it.
But it's more than that. It's the purpose.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing that, you know, to wake up in the morning and think, oh, I have a committee meeting today. I have things that I'm going to do with my role in the community. Oftentimes, I remember when my mom lived in one of your communities, there was actually two residents that were kind of the greeters that
mm-hmm.
helped, the ambassadors in the community, which I think was so great because my mom had somebody to take her to lunch,
yes.
to introduce her to other residents. And that was the thing that was so incredible about the open arms
yes.
of Chateau Retirement. My mom never felt like she was left out.
And I think that says a lot about Chateau, and that's how each community strives to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a scary new move in your life,
right?
And you want to feel like you're a part of something and have friends, and every resident at each community is very friendly and they are willing to help and
yeah.
show you around and invite you to activities and events, and it's just very, there's connection here.
Yeah.
And you don't feel that in a lot of places.
Yeah. So do you have a story you could share? Memorable moments?
A great memorable moment would be in 2019 when our Bothell Culinary Services Director Sherelle and I, we wanted to do a Grandparents' Day, which happens every September,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to celebrate them. That is a
right.
huge accomplishment.
Absolutely.
So we started this event called Grandparents' Day, and it was really fun. We invited all the grandkids. We had bounce houses and dunk tanks and face painters, anything you could think
all
of.
Oh, fun.
But then we realized that not all the residents attended because they weren't grandparents. So we rebranded it to Family Day, so that we could have family and friends come. It's okay
that.
If you don't have, you know, grandkids. You are still welcome and invited.
Right.
So this has now evolved to occur at every
that.
Community each
I
year.
I love that. Absolutely. Well, Lacey, it's been such an honor. And I know we're going to be bringing individuals that work with
yeah.
you in life enrichment.
Yes.
And we'll be right back right after this.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.